Tom Watkins. He's the former superintendent of schools for the state of Michigan. He is a world traveler and speaker when it comes to the topics of education and business, and he's on the other end of our line. Tom, Happy New Year to you.
And Happy New Year to you as well, Tony. Thank you.
Wanted to talk to you about a recent piece I read at the MichiganView.com as well as the Detroit News. And it focused on Governor Snyder not appointing a Detroit emergency manager by a certain time under any conditions. He's really going to look at all the information that's available. Talk about that.
Well, what I've said is that the emergency manager, and the governor, I think, has laid this out very clearly, works best when it doesn't have to be appointed. There's an old saying that when you show people death, they'll accept serious injury. And Detroit, this administration and previous ones have been kicking the financial can down the road, not addressing not only the short-term cash flow issues, but also the legacy costs. Citizens Research Council, which is one of the finest, you know, I call them the kind of the Sergeant Friday, just the facts, lay it out, and people should check that out at crcmich.com, but lay out in very clear plans that the legacy costs are unsustainable. And what I mean by that are the costs for health care for retirees and the pension costs that are there. Now, look, our public employees, whether they're teachers or working for municipalities or counties or state government, deserve decent health care and pensions. But we have to have a way to pay for it. You cannot just pretend and spend, and that's been the legacy of the city of Detroit. And quite honestly, I see the city of Detroit is like the canary in the coal mine. There's other school districts and municipalities and counties that are facing some of these same issues.
As is written in the piece, the mayor, and we're talking about Dave Bing, is fiercely opposing this. But I find it curious that here is a city that has been in so much turmoil, and that the city's leaders and the city's unions and the mayor can't understand that they need help beyond just a financial assistance, but they need help in managing this, and they just seem to refuse to want to accept that help.
I think that the mayor and the city council are capable of doing this, but these decisions are tough. These are, you know, these are the proverbial between a rock and a hard place decisions that that mayors, city councils, superintendents, and school boards are having to make. Because there was one time when we could afford a lot of the things that we promised. But you cannot spend the money you should be saving for future obligations and think that it's not going to catch up with you. So I suspect that the mayor, the city council, and the unions are going to be coming out shortly. This is what I hope they're doing, to solve their own problems. Are going to have to negotiate not only cost savings for today, but to address these long-term legacy costs, these unsustainable promises that have been made. And it's going to be very, very tough to wrangle those kind of concessions out of anybody.
How does this story unfold? What's your prediction?
I think that, again, Governor Snyder gets an A-plus for the emergency panel that he's put together with State Treasurer Andy Dillon. These are some exceptional, capable professionals, people like former State Supreme Court Justice Conrad Mallett, Dr. Price, the Marigot president, and many others. These are capable, competent people from Detroit, and I think that they'll sit down with the administration and say you had a problem, and a consent agreement will be negotiated, and it'll have very tight expectations of what the city's going to have to do today, next month, and next year in order to address this. And they'll enter into an agreement that says if you do these things, an emergency manager does not come. But if you do not, I think that the governor is very serious about solving the city's problems with the city officials, and he'll lower the boom, so to speak, and that threat of an emergency manager will hang over. So it's city, fix the problems. If you don't, the state will.
Tom, before I let you go, you ever seen any or been involved in any situation like this before?
Yeah, I have. At one state, superintendent, I appointed the first emergency financial manager for a school district, the city of Exeter. And we put a capable, competent person in. As I told the city officials then, fix your problems, please. I'd rather have them addressed by local officials any time. But I could not just step back as state superintendent and allow children in the city of Exeter not to get the education they need and deserve, and to let the continual deficit situation, both financially and academically, roll on year in, year out. You've got to solve problems somewhere. You can't keep telling people that they can pretend to fix the hole in the roof. They have to fix the hole or the rain will keep coming in.
Tom, how did that situation end up?
I think that it's going to end up in a very tough situation.
No. I mean the Inkster situation.
Inkster situation, we appointed an emergency manager under Governor Granholm's administration. It was twice, and they solved the problems and began to turn the district around. A new superintendent was appointed. The school board got their authority back, appointed a capable, competent man who both addressed the financial debt that the Inkster School District had, as well as the academic debt, which probably was even greater when it came to the children of the city of Inkster.
Must have been a tough choice to have to make for you.
It is a tough choice, but when it comes down at the end of the day, particularly my view, as I've said, I've been elected as a Democrat. I've worked in both Democratic and Republican administrations, but I'm a youth advocate. Long before any other label that we'd be on. And we said that we would do the right thing for children, and we stepped up and did it. Here, let me assure you, I can't imagine, both from a political standpoint or a policy one, the governor's, you know, licking his lips and say, geez, I can't wait to appoint an emergency manager. The governor wants the leaders in Detroit to fix their own problems, and I'm sure will do everything he humanly can do to support them in that effort, but he can't allow the situation, as we've done for not only years, literally decades, let the problem fester.
Tom Watkins is the former state superintendent of schools for the state of Michigan. Tom, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
Thank you very much, Senator.